Good evening. Welcome to the program. It is Wednesday night. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. On today's program, Rick Santorum says that the results of yesterday's primary was a tie, and he is not conceding a loss to Romney. I'll talk to a Michigan State University political science professor about all the latest developments. And a New York Times op-ed today from a doctor who says that we are overdiagnosing healthy people, leading to many of them getting unnecessary treatments. I'll talk to him about exactly how bad the situation is. But first, 2 years ago, the Lansing area, along with about 1,000 communities across the U.S., was hoping that Google would come here to build a super high-speed broadband fiber network as a test site. And while we weren't chosen, local community and business leaders now planning to set up the network on their own terms. One of those involved in the project is Steve Webster, CEO of the Prima Civitas Foundation. And Steve joins me now. Thanks for coming on the program, Steve.
Mike, I always enjoy listening to your program, so thanks for having us on.
Excellent. Now, this would be a 1 gigabit broadband network, 100 times faster than the broadband service we now get in our homes and businesses. It sounds like an expensive proposition. Is there any idea of the costs involved and where the funding would come from?
Well, you know, new technologies like this are always expensive. It's precisely why we're building this capacity in our region as a team with the broadband providers in our region. We know that they're investing and plan on investing and have invested in our community. And as they go forward with their limited investment dollars, we want to be sure that we partner with them to place that fiber or that capability for gigabit per second connectivity in those places where the whole community will come together and aggregate demand, as we like to call it. So, to your point, this is expensive. We know, though, that investments will be made. We want to work in partnership with the broadband suppliers in our community to make those investments in places where economic development agencies and local governmental units will also invest to assure success.
We're talking primarily then about Comcast as the provider?
Well, in our community, it's always dangerous to name one provider, Mike Cohen's, but the three that I will name off the top would be AT&T, Comcast, Arialink, and others. You don't know when a new provider might come in, but those are the three we've been partnering with to date.
Now, how would it work? I'm guessing there's a fiber hub in the area that that the network would connect into?
Sure. Well, today, as we all know, the internet is supplied to our businesses and our homes either through fiber or through copper wire or some other technology. But down the road, it might come through our electrical power lines. There are technologies now that are beginning to pioneer bringing broadband to businesses and homes via satellite. So no one of us wants to predict what the emerging technology that will be successful will be.
But we're talking about a fiber network that would involve digging into the ground and setting up a fiber line in the area, though.
Sure, you could be stringing it from telephone pole to telephone pole. You could be trenching and putting it right down our streets to our businesses and homes, or some other technology. Yes.
So what's the plan? Where is the focus going to be concentrated on initially on building this fiber network?
Right. That was the question we posed to three groups. The governmental units in our region, the economic development agencies who share a responsibility for creating jobs and encouraging growth of prosperity in our region, and the suppliers themselves. So sitting around the table with a map of the region, all three serving their own interests, that map was developed. If you were to look at this map, it would show a corridor running from the state capitol building down Michigan Avenue and Grand River Avenue to the Meridian Mall. It would show the industrial park area around Capital City Airport, a couple locations in South Lansing, the Corporate Research Park near the Michigan State University campus,
I'm talking to Steve Webster, CEO of the Prima Civitas Foundation, about plans to build a 1 gigabit broadband network in the Lansing area, 100 times faster than the broadband service we now see. It sounds like this network will be primarily one used by businesses initially. Is there any idea of when or if we'd see this available to individual households and anywhere in the near future?
As fast as possible, Mike. Businesses first, but the definition of what is a business. Today, so many of us use these very high speeds for, of course, it's elective and at our discretion, for our personal entertainment, for very fast delivery of movies. Some individuals who like to compete with other individuals somewhere else on the planet over the internet in very sophisticated games. Or, as you say, one- and two-person in-the-home businesses or starting up their business in their home. But more to your point, once we've established that there's enough demand in our region, in those specific places in the region where we're going to work first, we think that the natural demand from the marketplace and changes in the marketplace are going to make it cheaper and provide incentives for these same companies, these same suppliers, to just spread out then from those areas. Think about it in concentric circles, just moving further and further away from where you already have invested. And so the region will just grow naturally.
One last thing. Google did end up deciding on Kansas City as its test site for their high-speed broadband fiber network. But in terms of the logistics of organizing this complicated project, is there an example, communities that are doing just that you're working off of?
Not, you would think there would be, but at the moment there are at least 37 other college or university communities in the United States of America that are a part of this project. We believe we're the first, or at least in the top three, to develop a plan and move forward on this. This can be as difficult or as simple as you want. We decided we're going to start focused and smaller, but an area large enough to be immediately an attractor for new companies, and then build off of that base. Other communities across the United States have decided they're going to wait and develop the very big plan and then launch. We're going to try to be first and fastest. And so, no, there wasn't another community that we were able to model off. It's my view, and we've heard it from many others now, that we may actually be the model for other communities.
And what is your estimate on how soon we'll see the first group of businesses plugging into this this very fast 1 gigabit broadband fiber network?
Within months. Another way to phrase that question, Michael, is how fast can we build this plan out? And I know we can bring very high speed broadband into the mapped out region, the region that we're planning on that we talked about a little bit earlier, within a few months. And then the map will continue to grow. So to your point, we can reach everybody in the region over time. But within a few months, we'll have gigabit per second broadband virtually built out into that entire mapped out area.
No kidding. That sounds so fast. But the work is not in progress yet.
It's in progress. You'd be very proud to know that all of us involved in this plan not only finished the plan, but it's a great country, and the Comcast, the AT&Ts, the ARIA Links, others decided to just get working immediately, so they began putting this capability into the ground, so to speak, almost before we got the plan done. So it's one of the advantages of partnerships. As soon as it could be seen what the relative advantage would be, the private sector started building out to get there first. So the good news is this isn't a long, drawn-out process now. The work started before we even announced the plan. So that's why I'm so confident we're going to get there faster than anybody else.
Do you know which company will have the distinction as being the first one to plug in?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to do that to any of our partners. I can tell you this, though. The broadband suppliers in our area, the three I mentioned plus some others, are second to none in their competitiveness and their commitment. And this is going to be a wonderful race to watch. And it'll be an investment for them, but we all the rest of us who use broadband are going to be the beneficiaries.
Very exciting stuff. We'll certainly draw a lot of attention and very likely business to the Lansing area. Steve Webster, CEO of the Prima Civitas Foundation. Steve, thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully we'll talk again when the plan is developed further.
Mike Cullen, I love your show. I'm going to listen to it every night. Take care.
And we're coming right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.